Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 17. More of the same. What do I mean, more of the same? Well, let me read the verse to you, verse 17 of chapter 2 of Malachi. You have wearied the Lord with your words. This is clearly Malachi speaking in the name of God, virtually God speaking through Malachi. How have we wearied him, you ask? By saying, all who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord, and he is pleased with them. Where is the God of justice? Malachi 2:17. More of the same. Well, we've seen this before. Here is God raising an issue with these people. And he's saying to them, speaking as a man, he's got to the place, he said, with all this that's going on in the temple and the sacrifices and in the old covenant, all that's going on at this time in Judah, you've just got me sick and fed up. Now, that's the way God would speak as a man. You have wearied the Lord with your words. It's all profession. Wonderful this, wonderful that. But I wish it could be stopped. I'm fed up with it, fed up to the back teeth. Now, that's putting it rather strongly, but that's what God is saying here, virtually. This is what he's saying through Malachi. And how do they respond? Self-examination? Repentance? Stopping them in their tracks? Not a bit of it. How have we wearied him? Dismissive, we've seen this before. Arrogance? Answering back? Cheek? You fed up with us? In what way? We're the bee's knees and the cat's whiskers. We're offering everything to you. We're doing it the right way. And so they rebel against God. And God, through Malachi, tells them plainly what they're doing. You've turned things upside down. You say this. All who do evil are good in the eyes of the Lord. That's how he treats them. God has no respect for the truth. They're dismissing God. They're arrogant. And they're looking upon those who do evil and those who play with the world as good in the eyes of the Lord, and he's pleased with them, and they dismiss God. Where is the God of justice? There's no God putting it right in someone who's doing nothing. And it's all pointless to them. And it's all dismissive of God. The wicked are triumphing. We're doing this for nothing. Whatever their attitude is, there's arrogance and defiance. It's difficult to understand exactly what they're feeling here, but there is arrogance, there is defiance, there is contempt of God. Well, my friend, what do we pick from this? What do we learn from it? God hears every idle word. He's listening. God sees all our action. God notes it all down. God remembers it. Our tears are stored in his bottle, we're told. Our words, our actions, our ambitions, our desires, our heart's feelings. God looks upon the heart. Thou God seest me. Thou God hearest me. That was true in the Old Covenant, and it's just as true in the New. That was true in the Old Testament. It was true in the New Testament, and it's true today. God is weighing me. I may have my views about God. I got my views about this and that and the other, but God has got his view of me. I wonder what that view is. And God will call me to account. That's what I see here. You have wearied the Lord with your words. I've been listening to you. I'm addressing you, my friend, and you're a believer or an unbeliever. There is no middle way. And whether you're a believer or an unbeliever, you're accountable to God. And you will have to answer to God. If you're an unbeliever, you have not repented and trusted the Savior, and you will have to face him over that. And if you are a believer, as I am a professing believer, then we need to know that it's not only trusting Christ in the beginning, as it were, but even now, and then it's faithfulness to him. We think it's all secret, don't we? It's all forgotten. It's all lost. We can't remember it. God will remember it. Not so. I know what you're saying, and I know what I think of it, says God. And look what he said of Judah 2,500 years ago. What is he saying of us today, my friend? Is he saying to us, you have wearied me, and I wish the doors were shut? Is that what God is saying? I leave you to ponder it, my friend.